Okay, listen up. It's Maximum Rock and Roll Revisited, or Maximum Rock and Roll Renaissance. Archives that have been lost for years and turned up in our closet told us to do what we thought would be best with this. This show was hosted by Tim and Ruth Schwartz, Jeff, and none other than Jello. So, guests are Joseph Pope from Systematic Records, and first up, I think, is A. D. Kreutzen, Think of Me, then some music from Finland, England, the East Coast, Germany, and Northern California. So, if you've got your tape recorders, make sure they're running. And in the event that you want to correspond with us, this is show number 86. My email is info@outspokenideas.com. My name is Dirk Dirksen, formerly called the Pope of Punk, now some other nasty name. I've always been called other nasty names. My mother put a little label in the back of my T-shirt so that in case I got lost, they would find me, and it says, Fruit of the Loom. Here you are, folks. Here's tape.
And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll. De Kreutzen there from Milwaukee doing Think For Me. This is Maximum R&R. I'm Tim. Think For Me is something we're not trying to do for you. And despite certain accusations to that point, we state strong opinions here, but decide for yourself. All right, we're going to start out with some stuff from Finland. And let's see.
This can't be beat.
And let's see. Yeah, let's start with Ristitit here, a cut from their brand new album.
Fuck, 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 Rasta, 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 r
Okay, new stuff from Finland. I don't want anybody to say that that isn't the gnarliest stuff you ever heard. Like, that totally shreds, man. It's like really, really rad, you know. Okay, that was Varaus off their one-half LP with Rastat Bastat. And before that, Appendix off their brand new LP with Kuitenkin Kolemma. And before that, the Bastards off of a 35 or 40 song cassette with, oh boy, I have to read Tim's writing here, Huominen Tule Paina Yanin Ala. Okay, that one I didn't get too good. But and before that, we start things off with Restitute with Rajatuk set.
Love those guys.
Yeah.
All right, Ruth.
The English just can't even compare. But now we're going over to the
certainly
English
can't,
stuff.
And I'm glad you said that, Ruth.
But more off of this punk dead gnaw mate, the smell just something in your underpants in it compilation, because it's a good one. This is a band called Extract doing a song called Aftermath.
Thank you.
Okay, well, they're back again, another reformed band, The Lurkers, and they put a couple singles out since they reformed, and at least that one's a step in the right direction. It's called One Man's Meat. You also heard a new one from the Mau Maus off of that same compilation, Punk Dead Nah Mate. That song is called Breakdown, a new track. A new EP by Rabid, a song off of that, Glory of War, and extracted Aftermath.
Okay, now, let's see. I think we're going to play some stuff from back east. Yeah, thanks for the pen. all right, and now you, some of you, you know, younger punks may not remember this group, but they supposedly started it all, the Ramones, and they got a new album out.
They started it all?
See, that's what I mean. Well, I mean, actually, I mean, it's really weird because when their first album came out, it sounded like the most radical thing anyone had ever heard. And now you listen to it and it's like, you know, pop ditties. Anyway, this is a cut from their new album. It's called Psychotherapy.
Thank you.
From back east, we start out with the Ramones there. Then after that, a band called the Outpatients, who come from Massachusetts, doing Balloonhead. Then the FUs from Boston doing Peer Police off their 12-inch, and another band from the Boston area called Psycho doing Elimination Process, and Ron is hissing them because they sounded too much like his idols.
Bad Brains Clothes.
His idol's the Bad Brains.
Idol?
Ron.
Oh.
And did you just mark on the back of my neck? What'd you do here? Okay. All right. Now, next up, Joseph, come on over here. This is Joseph Pope from Systematic Records.
And Angst. I'm not supposed to say that. We're not a corporation. It's okay.
And Joseph is, among many things, a wise guy.
Some of the young punks may not remember. No.
Okay. Anyway, Joseph works at Systematic, who are an independent distributor, or a distributor of independence, depending on which way you look at it, who are always living on the edge of going out of business. Why is that, Joseph?
Why? Well, without great depth...
I wasn't expecting great.
Yeah, right. Hey, thanks. Well, it's kind of difficult. The American independence in particular, we used to carry a lot more English stuff. And then at some point a year or two ago, we just pretty much totally turned to American independence and German independence. And American independence at times can be few and far between. And when you're trying to compete with some of the larger distributors selling to record factories and towers, etc., they may not exactly be interested in the new Husker Du album or whatever, so that's basically it. You know, it's a real week-to-week kind of existence when you're dealing with American independence.
What I mean, have you seen any progress, like, in the last year or so in terms of being able to reach a wider, you know, amount of people with, you know, all this new music, or is it still ghettoized? And
no, it's getting a lot bigger, actually.
Uh-huh.
A lot, you know, magazines such as your own. There's hundreds of fanzines. People, it's really spreading. I mean, you wouldn't believe hardcore bands in, you know, Topeka, Kansas, and places like that. So it is.
But, I mean, in terms of, like, what you're, as somebody who's trying to distribute all these independent records for people, are the chain stores still as reticent to...
No, not really, because they still are used to dealing with Warner Brothers, and they have certain set terms and, you know, return policies, et cetera, et cetera.
Uh-huh.
And so when you call them up and say, well, we don't have any set policy, you just send us a list and we'll look it over and tell you whether it's okay or not, they don't quite understand that mentality, you know. It's more of just a one-to-one personal level.
Uh-huh.
But it's getting a lot more open. I mean, there's certain areas. It depends on the area.
Who are some of, like, you know, your favorite people to deal with in that aspect of the business?
As far as what, the bands and labels?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. People like Discords, for example, are real understanding. You know, they come out, you talk to them, you sit around, they understand where we're coming from, where we're at. So they know that when they're talking to you, it's not such a hard sell, right? It's not like real super business. If we say, well, we can't give you 300 this week, how about 200? They say, okay, you know, fine. Mm-hmm. but you can still have the new record, you know, people. It's a real personal thing, which is why I basically like doing it, you know.
Uh-huh, because you're a personable sort of guy, right?
Hey, I get along. I'm a nice guy, yeah.
Or how about your band, Angst? What's happening with them?
Well, we just recorded 7 songs in Los Angeles, mixed and recorded 10 hours, you know, the old do-it-yourself aesthetic there. And we're going to put out a 12-inch, hopefully by the end of March or April, depending on the money situation, which, again, that comes into the independent record thing, too, is somebody will start a label, but they'll put up the money, put out a record, have to get paid before they can put out their next record, and it's on that sort of level, uh-huh. Which is real good. So it's a real give-and-take situation between distributors and bands.
Right. Are there any people that you have a really hard time getting paid from?
Pain? Did you say pain? No. Oh, getting paid from?
Yeah. You want to put the word out on anybody?
Getting paid for? No, actually, not that hard, to tell you the truth. I mean, from who we deal, you know, it's, in general, the larger... What did you want to say?
Not even. Nothing. Go ahead,
No, it's not as bad as you might expect, actually.
Uh-huh, okay.
He didn't like that too much. No, I won't embarrass
him. He just drew
him.
On my neck, so I
we
think
never,
we can get even with him.
We never actually attended classes together. We just did more sort of juvenile vandalization and things like... what did you call it? Creative violence or...
creative crime.
Yeah, creative crime. That's the sort of things we did, so... No, I'll pass on that one for now.
You're not biting much tonight. Let's see.
Mudslinging
really,
all around
I thought
here.
You'd really come up here
okay,
and get
everybody,
down.
Take sides. That's right.
Get down.
Well, you want me, you want me to come back?
I have a ready to use if you really want to bring up one of the good stories.
Let's see. All right, now, let's... I mean, is there anything you want to talk about, Justin? I mean, what are you doing here, man?
You asked me. Let me point this out. You asked me up here.
Yeah, I can see it was a big mistake.
Hey, you're supposed to ask me the questions.
All right. We talk often off mic about political things in the world at large. You're a very opinionated young man.
You're talking like Uncle Timmy again.
I'm trying to get him ticked off.
Can't do that. I don't get upset. No. It's not
so,
worth it.
So what lately, what current event have you been particularly outraged by? You always seem to be amazed at what happens in the world. Can you think of anything that...
Well, just to bring it up again and reiterate, everyone should this Thursday, March 3rd, everyone should be present in numbers, if nothing else. Just be present. If you have any sort of quarrel, qualm, etc. against Reagan, what he stands for, Feinstein, the Queen, etc. Be present.
All right, let's...
In other words, do something meaningful with your spare time.
Well, yeah. All right, tell me, like, what kind of gripe do you have against Reagan? I mean, everyone says, Reagan. What kind of gripe do you have against Reagan?
Well, this whole sort... Yeah, he's old, right? Well, that, in a sense, that has something to do with it, because he lives... You know, you must remember that he's the man you can attribute quotes to. When I was a kid, we had no racism, for one, in the 20s, when the Ku Klux Klan was bigger than it ever was. Of course,
owned the state of Colorado.
When you're upper middle class, you know, white, living in the hills, there is no racism, of course, you know.
Well, you see Barbie and Ken dolls outside of Santa Barbara. When I was driving back from the tour,
hey, is this my tour? Yeah, I mean,
I want to hit the floor roller so I can play some music.
Okay, that's enough.
I noticed an
I'll tell you a story now, Tim. Did you know?
I noticed an alarming number of like old GTOs.
I'll be right back. Hold on.
With families in them, with tricycles bolted onto the trunk, with a U-Haul trailer, the family's belongings in the back, heading west because there's no work in the East and Midwest. And to a degree,
there
whose
is no
fault
work.
Is that?
So,
where were we?
How about more Reagan quotes, like the one about Latin America? Tell them the one about Latin America, Joseph.
Oh, well, no, I don't. I mean, if I lived in Germany and the President of the United States said he could foresee a limited nuclear war in Europe, I might be a little worried, you know.
My favorite quote of him as of late is, my programs haven't hurt anybody. Nobody's been thrown out and thrown out in the cold to die yet, have they?
As a matter of fact.
All right, now wait, now, Joseph, you brought a tape in here for us to play, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. What
20
is...
20 ways come against, stand against Reagan, waste of money, people starving, and he's going to go and be King Ronnie, you know.
For a day.
King Ronnie and Feinstein can be the court jester, I guess, in this case. let's apologize for the weather. Let's hope it's sunny for the queen.
Yeah, we should apologize to her when she
gets that's
there.
Right. They couldn't go on their horse ride, you know. That's the only reason you can even have any semblance of forgiveness for Reagan is because I think he actually believes it. That's his whole problem. He really believes it.
He actually thinks he's Ronald Reagan.
All right, so Joseph, now.
Yes.
Back to the tape.
The tape.
What are you playing? I mean, what is this tape?
Okay, well, this is a compilation called the What Syndrome from Seattle, which I would suppose is in response to the Seattle Syndrome, a compilation that came out earlier. But anyways, these are two pretty obscure. This has people like the Rejectors and the Farts and Soldier, 10-Minute Warning, et cetera, et cetera. But we went for the more obscure, garagey kind of things. And the first one is called Firing Squad Hierarchy. That's the name of the band.
We'll be right back.
Okay, that was, well, the first song was, the band was Firing Squad, right? And the song was Hierarchy. And I didn't quite get his opinion. I didn't quite catch the lyrics there. You know, it's no lyric sheet, so. that's right, that's right. So we don't know what he thought about that.
Chris Kirkwood's School of Elocution.
Oh, you should hear the Limp Richards on the other side. The enunciation of Chris Kirkwood and the delivery of Chad Fair. So watch out for those guys. The second song was The Accused, called Reagan's War Puppets. That's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah. All right. Well, Joseph, we hope to have you back again sometime in about a year or two from now. All right.
Make sure we invite you when Jello's not around.
Hey, I'll lead myself into a 20-minute dissertation. That's okay.
All right. Now, Jello.
Hey, now, you should get more music.
Joseph,
now
you can talk.
Okay, going to do some things from Germany tonight, starting out with my two cents worth into the German hardcore punk explosion, starting with a man who's kind of the root of the whole thing, who's had bleach blonde hair for 25 years.
Ja, wir sind die lustigen Holzhackerburben. Uns lieben die Madel, uns hassen die Burm. Was ich hab ich dich. Doch, gib mir mehr.
More modern brutality from the nation that always knows how to add new meanings to the word severe from West Germany. Started out with a band from Munich, I believe. Brand new band called Viet Cong. Doing a song, I doubt I'll pronounce this right, Mondschein Serenade. Next, Ixtoc Eins doing Tote den Geist. They're from Berlin, kind of an Articles of Faith type band that does a lot of different kinds of music, if you can believe German reggae. Followed by a real intense one with a male and female singer. You heard the male side of Blutat doing Kreisverer Satzamt Mittmann. Yow. Even brutality of the language. And finally, a band that wimps out in favor of commercial acceptance and sings in English. New tape that came in the mail to Tim, MAF, song called Punk Forever.
Okay, so now some stuff from Northern California. I think we're going to play a couple of cassettes. And we're going to start. The first band is Bad Influence doing a song of the same name.
Destruction everywhere, raise life, you don't care. There's rubble on the ground, dead bodies lying all around. There's spell death looking in there, you push buttons, can't care. Nuclear war, the bad influence. Nuclear war, it's a crying shame. Nuclear war, the bad influence. Nuclear war, we can't remain. Nuclear war, bad influence. Nuclear war, bad influence. Peace came from radiation, people died from demonstration. All it took was a push button that puts war in the future. Killed like the sea, dead, the legs, arms, and bones, dead. All because of a sickle man who took the world in his head. Nuclear war, it's a bad influence. Nuclear war, it's a crying shame. Nuclear war, it's a bad influence. Nuclear war, we can't remain. Nuclear war, bad influence. Nuclear war.
Alright, that was Bad Influence. Next up, we have a tape of Executioner. I don't know what the name of the song is. They never sent me the list, but play it. Okay, that was Executioner from down San Jose way. Bad Influence was from out near Hayward in Northern California. And The Unaware up next doing Shred, and they're from San Jose too. Okay. That was the Unaware. All right, we're going to wrap up this segment of Maximum Rock and Roll here. By the way, if you have any tapes or records, send them to Tim at Box 288, Berkeley, California, 94701. Box 288, Berkeley, 94701. Let's head out of this hour with a group out of Ohio, Toledo, Ohio. They're called Radical Left, and the song is BGSUCKS.
I think he's crying in the back. It was so emotional today. Oh, what a fabulous show, wasn't it, Frankie? Sensitivity of these performers. It's just week Wednesday at 8:30 again. So make sure you got your recorder out and in the deck or on the reels so that you can record this stuff and have your own little copy of the archives of Maximum Rock and Roll Radio, for which we're indebted to our late friend Tim Yohannan. Here's to Timmy. Let's tip him a glass. Onward and upward.